नमस्कार। There is in everyone's life both joy and struggle. This is the natural way of human life. And sometimes, depending upon your karma, your sanskaras, those reactions to past actions, to past experiences, the struggles in your life at times may be very difficult. And for some people, the burdens they carry are far greater than for others. Burdens of poverty, burdens of loss of loved ones, burdens of illness and disease. There are those people who carry very painful situations in a particular life. In another life, that same person may have experienced great happiness with very little suffering, a situation of abundance and privilege. So it can vary greatly what experiences an individual has in life. And not all of that can be controlled by you. It may seem that you are in control of your life, and there are so many books now telling you you can create your own reality. And if you are suffering, surely you have somehow created the wrong reality. But those ideas are a perversion of deeper understandings, because you are a part of an interwoven, interconnected living process in which all beings of this world and all beings of this universe are interwoven together. So that what happens to you is not separate from what happens in the balance of life in the cosmos. Because you are a part of that network of life, and you are important in that network of life and in the balance. But the way that balance works, it does not revolve around your own personality, ego, and personal desires. It is an interwoven, interconnected web of life. And you, as a part of that web, are swept up into the movements of that web. And all that you have been and all that you have done from the very beginning of your individual existence has evolved and grown and is interwoven with all the other beings in the universe. So that what happens to you is not merely a product of your individual desires, but a product of the interconnectedness of your individual desires with the life around you. So you may have some good intentions, and you may be effective in carrying them out. And you may have some good intentions, and somehow life presents one problem after another that those good intentions do not manifest. And you begin to wonder, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Or perhaps you become self-blaming. But it may have, really speaking, very little to do with you. But it has to do with the collective karma that has accumulated through all of the lifetimes of all of the beings involved in this particular time and place. If you were a Jew in the 1940s in Germany, and you ended up in a situation where your family was killed, where you were taken off to a camp, would it be your fault? Would it be that you simply didn't try hard enough? That somehow you hadn't done something right? No. What happened had really very little to do with you personally, except you ended up in that particular place, at that particular time, in that particular racial group. That is all that your karma did. The rest remained in the interwoven, interactive karma of all the people involved. You are a part of a larger whole, not only cosmically, but very practically. You are a part of an ecosystem of interactive dynamism. And so the problems of the society you live in one form or another, invade upon your life. If economic woes are in your society, and people are struggling economically, things are not what they seem, many people will be impacted, a few will not. But if you are impacted, does it mean that somehow you have failed to achieve your goals and your success? Or does it mean that you are a part of an interwoven network of life, and the consequences of the collective movement of the psyche of the world impact you as they impact all the beings who are involved? The karma of exploitive attitudes towards the environment that has caused the situation of planetary climate changes, the exploitation of animals in factory farms, the cutting of the rainforests, the mistreatment of living beings, is a part of the earth you have inherited right now. And the karma of that comes to all who are here. Does it mean that you have done something directly in error to suffer this karma? Not necessarily. It means you are a part of a web of life. And when that web of life has become unstable, when the collective momentum has gone in a direction that creates harm, the harm comes back. And you are perhaps caught in it. So there is individual karma that you have accumulated over many lifetimes, But that karma may simply put you in a particular time and a particular place. Perhaps because people whom you love have lived in this time and place and you came to be with them. It is not necessarily that you have done something that you will reap the collective karma. So in economic hard times, you may find it very difficult to fulfill your career desires and to be a material success. In times of oppression, you may find you are oppressed. You may find the values of the society around you impacting you. Though you do not accept them, though you do not believe in them, still you are subject to the repercussions of the sins of those who have done the actions. So no one can say that they are apart from the world around them. And what happens to those around you directly affects what happens to you. No one is an island, separate, isolated. You are a part of the whole. Therefore, when you make efforts, no matter how small, to heal the whole, to serve the greater good of living beings, you become a contributor to the positive movement of life towards wholeness, love, and balance. When you forget that duty, then the repercussions of the ill acts of the collective go unchecked. You may think you are but a drop in the ocean, a grain of sand on the shore, in the vast repercussions of the collective society, that what can you do? But when you step forward, when you do something for the good of all, every step, your intent becomes the intent of 1,000, of 1,000,000, of millions, and it makes a difference. So never feel that you are disempowered, that what you do doesn't matter, because it does. And also, do not blame yourself for the struggles and situations that come to you, because their root may have nothing to do with you. Though you have taken it personally, it may be quite impersonal. The karmic interweaving is not so black and white. I have stolen from somebody, therefore someone steals from me. I have harmed someone, therefore someone harms me. I must have exploited people, and that's why I am poor. It is not like that. It is not so black and white. It is a much more interwoven, complex universe where you are a part of a field of being and network of life, so that your individual karma is woven in to the fabric of the life around you. And all of this plays out within the cosmic mind, within the mind of God. The Lady Prakriti, Mother Nature, weaves the weave, dreams the dream, creates and creates. And when she creates, it is not necessarily personal to you. When she creates abundance around you, have you created that? No. And when she creates difficulty, have you created it? No. So do not be so involved in your own arrogance to believe that you control so much of this world. You ride on the waves of the infinite and are part of that infinite being. So that who you are and what you are is part of a whole of being. A dance in the cosmos, the dance of love, the dance of life, in the mind of the great dreamer. When you dream, and the dream character in your dream thinks they are having this experience, and they are doing actions. But what is really happening? You are the dreamer, and the dream is occurring in your mind. And in truth, you are experiencing the dream. And the dream character who believes themselves to be the one in charge. Like this. You are the dream in the mind of the great dreamer.